Baby! Sorry. Meetings. Work. You know the drill.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy! Man, talk about running late on Friday. I've got a meeting I bailed out of. I was like, I'm sorry, I have a very important meeting. So hello, welcome, sorry about that. Hello SMJ, M. Stoney, Publius. Thank you so much for being here. And yeah, 10 minutes is awfully unusual for me. I'm sorry about that. I had everything pulled up to record, and this is kind of silly. But you know what? I'm going to tell you about it because, you know...
Excuse me while I whip this out.
So I went and I was making lunch, and I thought, you know what would be good? Let me make this rice-a-roni. I haven't made rice-a-roni in a while. And so I start making it, and it is a little bit more involved than I thought it would be. I thought I could set it on the stove, set it to simmer, come and sit down and record the show, and then go back and have rice. Oh no, rice-a-roni has several steps. So, and if you can't tell, I'm a master chef. That's why I'm having trouble with rice-a-roni. But anyway. Hello, Harry Larry. Please stick around after the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, because Harry Larry has a show today, and it is rad. All right, so we're going to get started. We got to get started. We're going to talk quick because I'm late. But anyway, like to hear it, here it go.
World news.
Oh, yeah. So, first up, Iran has water shortages. We talked about the riots. And Khamenei says protesters are not to blame. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has said Iranians protesting over water shortages in the country's drought-hit southwest cannot be blamed, and called on officials to deal with the crisis. The people showed their displeasure, but we cannot really blame the people, and their issues must be taken care of, Khamenei was quoted on Friday by Iranian news agency as saying in his first direct mention of the week-long protests. Now, thank God, all the various agencies, governmental and non-governmental, are working to resolve the water crisis and should continue with all seriousness. His comments came after street protests spread late on Thursday from the oil-rich southwestern Khuzestan province to Alagudars, a town in Lorestan province where police said one youth was shot dead with pellet guns and seven were wounded. So, wild protests going on. I'm very happy to see this. But, you know, there's water shortages there, which means, watch out, there is water everywhere. And because this is news to me, you know it's going to get sad.
That's correct.
China floods. Hunan mother dies after saving baby from mudslide. Rescuers in China say a woman who flung her baby to safety just as a mudslide and floods hit her home has died. The baby girl was pulled out alive on Wednesday after more than 24 hours buried under rubble. Reports say heavy rains had triggered the landslide at Wangzongdian village in Hunan province. The region has seen massive floods because of record rainfall, with at least 51 dead and nearly 400,000 people evacuated from their homes. Footage of rescue workers saving the baby has gone viral. She is believed to be around 3 or 4 months old. I heard the baby's voice, and at that moment the rescuers had just arrived and managed to save the child. She had been flung to a higher spot by her mother, one family member, identified as Mr. Zhao, told Southern Metropolis Daily. The baby was rushed to the hospital and found to be unharmed. Her mother's body was only found on Thursday, rescuers told Beijing Youth Daily. That, when they discovered her body, it was frozen in a position that seemed like she was lifting something up. Just at that crucial moment, she had lifted up her child, and that's why the baby girl lived. Wow, isn't that wild? Anyway, this is going on there. Calm is rad. Hey, what's going on here? I've missed some stuff in Calm. But I always miss stuff in Calm. You can definitely check it out. Hello, Megan. Welcome. Yeah, yeah. I remember the computer store. I'm also in Austin. I took my parents to it one day. Okay, focus. We're doing the news. We got so much going on. Lots of
world news.
And then this guy is in
my head. Get the news over with.
That's
I want to hear the
tough
music.
Tough times. Lots of sounds. Snow Dusk. DJ Snow Dusk in com. What? Holy cow. All right. Let's focus. Focus. We're doing this. Torrential monsoons kill dozens in western India. Like I said, this is sad news to me. We got to cover all the deaths. At least 67 people have died in western India in Maharashtra, authorities said on Friday, after torrential monsoon rains caused landslides and flooded low-lying areas, cutting off hundreds of villages. So, very sad there. Part of India's west coast received up to 594 millimeters, which is 23 inches, of rainfall over 24 hours, forcing authorities to evacuate people from vulnerable areas as they released water from dams that were threatening to overflow. Unexpected heavy rainfall triggered landslides in many places and flooded rivers, Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray, who heads Maharashtra's state government, told journalists. So, very wild. Dams and rivers are overflowing. We are forced to release water from dams, and accordingly we are moving people residing near the riverbanks to safer places. The Navy and Army were helping with rescue operations in coastal areas. At least 36 people were killed in Tali, 180 kilometers southeast of the financial capital of Mumbai, when a landslide flattened most of the small village. At least 4 people died in Mumbai after a building collapsed, and 27 were killed in another part of Maharashtra due to landslides. So, lots of stuff going on, mudslides and flooding. And it's just something, it's news to me, because a lot of times when in the U.S., when we have floods, at least when I was growing up, floods happened like in flat areas or like in Nebraska and in the Midwest where it's pretty flat. And so I never heard about mudslides. And it seems like there's lots of mudslides and landslides. And those are scary. Those are much scarier than like being trapped on my roof. Okay, let's bring it in. You know why? Because now it's time to talk about an animal. Still sad, though. A man's been rescued in Alaska after desperately flagging down help, having been attacked and harassed by a grizzly bear for a week. Grizzly bears! Bears! U.S. Nature is rising up against mankind. A man has been rescued. U.S. Coast Guard officials were alerted by an SOS message on a shack roof and spotted a man waving his arms in the air calling for help. The man told them he'd been attacked by a bear and hadn't slept for days, after it kept coming back to his camp. He was found with chest bruising and an injured leg he had taped up. The helicopter crew had been on their way to fly a team of scientists on a wildlife research mission when they were diverted off course by weather and spotted the distress message. Hey, welcome, Northern Lights. Welcome, welcome. Japanese bear dad. I wish I had that sound. The helicopter crew... they were flying a team of scientists on a wildlife mission. According to the New York Times, the man had almost run out of ammunition for his gun, and the door of the shack where he was staying had been ripped off. Wow. At some point, a bear had dragged him down to the river. He had a pistol. He said that the bear kept coming back every night, and he hadn't slept in a few days. The pilots found the man stumbling out of the shack, waving a white flag. He hasn't been named, but officials said he's in his late 50s or early 60s, and had been reported overdue home from the trip by friends. The U.S. Coast Guard flew him to the hospital in order to get medical attention, but say his injuries are not life-threatening. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game described the state as bear country, but emphasizes that aggressive encounters with the species are rare. So, very, very interesting. Not the only bear attack this year that's made it to the news, but very interesting. All right, well, let's get off of Mother Nature and get into some man-made disasters. About 100 CIA officers and family have been sickened by Havana syndrome. About 100 CIA officers and family members are among about 200 U.S. officials and kin sickened by Havana syndrome, the CIA director William Burns said on Thursday, referring to the mysterious set of ailments that include migraines and dizziness. Burns tapped Joe Biden as the first career diplomat to serve as a CIA chief, said in a National Public Radio interview that he had bolstered his agency's efforts to determine the cause of the syndrome and what is responsible. He confirmed that, among other steps, he had tapped a senior officer who once led the hunt for Osama bin Laden to head a task force investigating the syndrome, and said he had tripled the size of the medical team involved in the investigation. So, we'll see what's going on, but Burns noted that a U.S. National Academy of Science panel in December found that a plausible theory was that directed energy beams caused the syndrome. There was a very strong possibility that the syndrome was intentionally caused and that Russia could be responsible, he said, adding that he was withholding definitive conclusions pending further investigation. Moscow denies involvement. And as all things with the CIA, very interesting indeed. Hopefully they're not trying to overthrow the government somewhere with this. Okay, well, what else is happening? Well, a migrant boat with 45 people on board sinks off of Turkey's coast. 37 are dead. 37 people? Oh, 37 people rescued. Whew. Whoops. Then rescued with 45 people on board that sank south of Turkey, and Turkish naval ships and an aircraft are continuing search and rescue operations. Ministry said in a statement it received information on Thursday evening that the boat was sinking 161 miles, or 259 kilometers, southwest of Turkish town of Kars. 37 people were rescued from the migrant boat that sank. Search operations for 8 people are continuing. 2 naval frigates were sent to search the area and were looking with a naval airplane, despite poor weather and sea and weather conditions, it added. Wow. Something else. All right, we got one more, and then we're going to play a song. Are you ready?
Get the news over with. I want to hear
Indonesia.
The music.
COVID-positive man boards flight disguised as wife. There's a lot of COVID news. Austin just went into stage 4, baby, the next to the top level, meaning we should wear masks when we go outside. A COVID-positive Indonesian man who disguised himself as his wife to board a domestic flight was caught midair. The man, who had only been identified by his initials of DW, Delta Whiskey, wore a full face veil, known as a niqab, to board. He was also carrying his wife's passport and her negative COVID test result. He may never have been caught if he had not changed into his regular clothes midway through the flight, causing a stewardess to raise the alarm. Most airlines have restricted travel during the Eid al-Adha holiday, which began on July 19th. Police told reporters that the man was detained after the plane landed and was tested immediately. Upon discovering he was positive for the virus, he was ordered to self-isolate at home. Police say they will move to prosecute him as soon as his quarantine ends. The incident comes amid strict restrictions of travel in Indonesia, which has rapidly become the epicenter of the virus in Asia. So, Southeast Asian nation is recording about 50,000 cases a day, and hospitals are overwhelmed. So, very scary indeed. But don't worry. This story hopefully will make it a little less stressful. An Australian activewear firm has been fined £2.6 million, or $5 million Australian dollars, for claiming its clothing eliminated and stopped the spread of COVID. Lorna Jane had advertised that its clothing used a groundbreaking technology called LJ Shield to prevent the transfer of all pathogens. However, in a ruling, a judge said the company's claim was exploitative, predatory, and potentially dangerous. Lorna Jane said it accepted the court's ruling. The company maintained that it had been misled by its own supplier, a trusted supplier, sold as a product that did not perform as promised. So, this is just what makes it so funny to me and interesting is that a clothing company believed a vendor for fabric that said that these clothes prevented transmission of all pathogens and thought, this prevents COVID. It's like, are you wearing this over your body? Like your whole body? Anyway, I found it to be funny. Let's go ahead and listen to an oldie but a goodie. This is from the Toadies. It's called I Come From the Water.
Mother, I crawled up on the shore. I left my brothers there. I got what I came for. I stopped that water in, it rolled up on the sand. It burned beneath the sun. water. I come from the water. I come from the water, yeah. I come from the water. That weren't no easy thing. It's more than nature. It's like my destiny. I stood up on his leg and held my head up high and burned beneath the sun to start a new life. I come from the water. I come from the water. I come from the water. I come from the water, yeah. Life in the desert, just to be together. Sand forever, same forever. It moves beneath me, it pulls my body. My pulse beats hotter, so far from the water. I long to see the sun, in spite of all it's done. I pray for shade and rain, I pray to live again. I come from the water, I come from the water. I come from the water, I come from the water. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, ooh, oh.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right, 100%. Anon Radio is powered by SDF. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Ixer, for making everything work. SMJ, everybody in comm, tons of fun. Shout out to F-Fog, Megan, Handy C, other people that I didn't shout out earlier. Welcome, welcome. It's a good time. All right, we've got 4 minutes, 3 minutes and some change before it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope, a fantastic show. You definitely want to hang out and check that out. So let's do quick headlines real quick. Are you ready? Hundreds of Ugandans were given fake COVID jabs. At least 800 people in Uganda received fake COVID-19 vaccines last month from unapproved people, as the country is battling surges in cases from an ongoing fourth wave. The counterfeit jabs were administered over May and June during a deadly surge of the coronavirus. So, very scary indeed. If you're in Uganda and you got a jab, check with your health officials and make sure you got a real one. Angry Brazilians dress as reptiles for their COVID jabs to mock Bolsonaro. Yep, when Clinger Duarte Rodriguez set off for his coronavirus shot last weekend, he did so dressed as a South American snake, a sucuri, he said, using the indigenous name for the Amazonian water boa, whose skin he borrowed for his first dose of AstraZeneca. And so there's an outage there. There's an outfit photo, and it is amazing. So check it out. There are Brazilians dressing up as snakes or animals. Very funny. At least 100 U.S. athletes are unvaccinated at the start of the Olympics. 100 of the 613 athletes in Tokyo are unvaccinated, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee's medical chief said hours before the opening ceremony. Medical director said 567 of the athletes had filled out their health histories as they prepared for the trip, and 83% had replied they were vaccinated. So, yeah. Tunisia received over 1 million COVID doses and some oxygen from France. Way to go. And ransomware key to unlock customer data from R-Evil attack. U.S. IT firm Kaseya, which was the first to be targeted earlier this month, said it got the key from a trusted third party. So, pretty cool there. Azerbaijan jailed 13 Armenian military personnel. And nothing left. We talked about the terrible famine going on in Madagascar. Yesterday the story was kind of like, it's starting. There's some negative stuff there. Well, More than 1 million people need emergency food and nutrition assistance, with 14,000 already in catastrophic conditions. So Madagascar is in trouble. And in Mississippi, the United States here, they're trying to get Roe v. Wade overturned, pretty much standing orders from a lot of the Deep South states. The U.S. Supreme Court, yeah, anyway, that's all that we got. Thanks so much for listening. Super cool to see Snowdesk and Megan and other long-term people coming back.
Well, that sound means that our time's coming.
The reverb's on.
Thanks for listening.
Now we got reverb.
And every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
Oh dear, we've got extra time. Like to hear it? Here it go. All right, well, we covered all the news. You should definitely stick around for Tobe. I don't know, what do you want to talk about? You want to hear something cool? How about this?
Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, begin.